Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fate Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands and we're a happy camper today. Yeah, we're going to spend the first few minutes of this podcast reflecting on last night and celebrating success. So in gambling, there are bad days, there are good days, and then once in a blue moon, the stars align and you have that perfect day. That perfect day for us was yesterday. We did the improbable, the incredible, the unthinkable, the inconceivable, the unimaginable. We run the table, a perfect 8-0 on the card. We win $761.30. And yes, we are relieved. And it feels good. So how perfect was the day? Well, we had to get Long Beach State home. And Long Beach State was down 10 points in regulation with about 5 minutes to go. They send the game to overtime. We, of course, played the overnight lines. We drop this podcast normally about 8 o'clock Eastern every morning. So we're playing overnight lines. And by the way, I knew I was in a good position on college basketball when lines moved around noon. And I saw that we had locked in Buffalo at plus 15.5. And all of a sudden, it was only at like 12.5 against Michigan. I was like, okay, there we go. We got 3 points of value on that game. Then I saw the line for New Mexico. We played it at a plus 2. And once it got adjusted, it was a minus 1. I was like, okay, we got 3 points of value on that line. And then Long Beach State, overnight, we played it at 5.5. And it opened at 7 once the lines got adjusted for the morning. So all three college basketball games, we got several points of value. So felt good. But back to the Long Beach State game. They send it to overtime. In overtime, then, they have a two-point lead with 16 seconds to go, but they do have possession of the ball. And as I'm playing things out mentally, it's like, okay, I need everything to happen. Long Beach State needs to get fouled a couple times. They need to make the free throws, and we need Idaho to miss both of their shots. Well, foul happens. Long Beach State goes to the line. First free throw bounces around like 5 times and drops. Second one is nothing but nylon. I'm up 4. It's like, okay, we check that one off. College kid made both free throws. This is good. Idaho gets the ball. They go in for a layup. I thought it was basically almost an uncontested layup, but at the last second, the defender decides to swipe at it, grazes the ball, layup misses. Long Beach State gets a rebound, then gets fouled again. And I'm like, okay, here we go. Can the same kid make 4 consecutive free throws? I'm like, he's going to miss one. First one hits the iron like 3 times, goes in. I'm like, we are one free throw away from having an opportunity. Second one, nothing but nylon. The kid goes 4 for 4 at the line. Idaho gets the ball with like 4 seconds to go. And I'm like, please don't make this shot. Please don't make the shot. They go in, they miss the shot, and we cash the ticket at a minus 5.5, winning by 6 points in overtime. That is truly the stars aligning to give us the victory and complete the perfect day at 8-0. So we had to talk about that just a little bit and reflect on the glory. Everything else on the card, by the way, was fairly easy. We cashed a lot of easy winners last night, but the Long Beach State game made us sweat it out the most. And now we move on to today. And by the way, we will have some 1-7 days. We will maybe even have an 0-8 day in the not too distant future, but at least today, we are smiling from ear to ear. Now, let's get to the NFL tonight. It is Baltimore at Miami. The line opened at 6.5. It is now 7.5. The total opened at 48, and it's now 46.5. The Dolphins, 2-7 straight up, 3-5-1 against the spread, 5-4 to the under. Last three games for them, well, they had an over against Atlanta with 58 points. They had an under against Buffalo with 37. And last week, they had an under against Houston, an ugly contest with only 26 points. Meanwhile, the Ravens are on the opposite end of the spectrum. They're 6-2 straight up, 3-5 against the spread, and 5-3 to the over this year. Last three games for the Ravens, well, they went under against the Chargers with a total of 40. They went over with Cincinnati with a total of 58. And they went over against Minnesota last week in a shootout with 65. Maybe an odd spot to play the under given the Ravens' track record, but the last two road games have averaged only a total of 33. Miami's offense has scored 17 or less points six times so far this season. That's right, 17 or fewer points six times already this year. And then as I listen to other podcasts and check out the internet with some of the handicappers that I like, 95% of the picks that I seem to see are on the over. And I like to be a contrarian when everyone sees the same thing. So based on all of that, I'll bite the hook tonight, and I'm going to play a rare under 46.5. It's not rare. We play a lot of unders on this podcast, of course, but we're going under the 46.5 tonight between Baltimore and Miami in the National Football League. Next up, college football. It is North Carolina at Pittsburgh. The Panthers, 7-2 straight up, 7-2 against the spread. Last three games, they beat Clemson by 10. They lost to Miami by 4, and they beat Duke by 25. The Tar Heels, 5-4 straight up, 4-5 against the spread. Last three games for them, they beat Miami by 3, lost to Notre Dame by 10, and beat Wake Forest by 3. So, oh boy, I'm going to get hammered for this play. North Carolina is 0-3 against the spread, 0-3 straight up on the road this season. They've lost to Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, and Notre Dame on the road. Most would say letdown spot for the Tar Heels after the big win against Wake Forest, but with four losses already, I'm thinking that game actually gives them confidence and re-energizes them for the final three games of the season. This might be a Wisconsin Badger-type turnaround. Remember how Wisconsin started slow, but they've turned it on. North Carolina could be doing the same thing here. I'm going to play the Tar Heels tonight, plus the 6.5 at Pittsburgh. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond. We're in the NHL. We're going to play the Seattle Kraken tonight, -1.5 over Anaheim, and that's at a +150. The Ducks are 7-4-3 overall, 2-2-2 on the road. They're outscoring their opponents 45-39 this year. Last time out, they defeated Vancouver 3-2 on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Kraken are only 4-8-1 overall, but they are 3-2 at home, and they have been outscored this season 44-36. Last time out for them, they lost to Vegas 4-2 on Tuesday. The Kraken have covered the 1.5 in three of their four home games. I expect them to start the six-game homestand with a victory tonight. So we're going to play the Kraken -1.5 over Anaheim at a +150. Next up, we go to the association. It is the Clippers and the Heat, and we're going under the 214.5. The Clippers, 6-4 to the under this year. Last time out, they defeated Portland 117-109 on Tuesday in a game that went over the total. The Heat, meanwhile, 6-5 to the over. Last time out for them, they lost to the Lakers 120-117. And that was last night. It went over the total. This is the third road game in 4 days for the Heat. Small card today in the NBA. So this is the best value I could find. We're going Clippers and Heat under the 214.5. That is the play. Now we go to college basketball, where we have an early game today for Veterans Day. So if you want to play this game, make sure you get it in right away. It is Air Force +9.5 at South Dakota. I get it. Air Force was terrible last season, going 5-20, and they are projected to finish dead last in the Mountain West. Head coach Joe Scott found out quickly that the Mountain West has significantly improved during his time away, but it sounds like they've made a change to their style this year. That means that they're going to go from a snail pace to at least a turtle pace, I think. South Dakota lost their best player to Arkansas. They lost their second best player to injury. That makes this team mid-pack in the Summit League, so I'll take my chances getting 9.5 with Air Force and a tempo that likes to slow it down. Don't forget, early tip here. We're on Air Force, the Falcons, +9.5 over South Dakota. Next up on the card, we go to Washington, where Northern Arizona comes to town, and we're going to take the 16 points. Northern Arizona ran into issues at Arizona on Tuesday in the opener, but I don't expect those shooting woes to continue. They can shoot the three and will score. Washington lost to Northern Illinois in their opener as a 19.5-point favorite. going from a top-tier Pac-12 team to a bottom-tier Pac-12 team should be a nice drop in class for Northern Arizona. I like both the over and the Lumberjacks in this one, but we can only play one play on the podcast, so we're going Lumberjacks plus the 16 tonight at Washington. Then on the final game in our card today, we're going to play San Jose State plus 6 against Cal State Fullerton. Fullerton is expected to be a mid-pack team in the Big West, but they have some true upside. They lost by 7 at Santa Clara in the opener on Tuesday and now are a 6-point favorite on the road at a Mountain West school. San Jose State struggled to beat East Bay 60-56 in their exhibition game last week. The Spartans will likely finish dead last in the conference, and it could be a really, really long season for head coach Tim Miles. However, it is Tim Miles, and he creates excitement. 1,300 fans showed up for that exhibition game. I can only imagine how many fans are going to get in the building tonight. I don't expect anything from the Spartans this season, but I do expect them to put up a strong fight in the home opener. I'll take Tim Miles plus the 6. San Jose State plus 6 against Cal State Fullerton. So let's recap our card here for a Thursday in the National Football League. We're on the Baltimore and Miami under 46.5. College football, we're going back to Mack Brown. We're playing North Carolina plus the 6.5 at Pittsburgh. In the NHL, we're taking Seattle minus 1.5 against Anaheim at a plus 150. In the NBA, we're on the Clippers and Heat under the 214.5. And in college basketball, we like Air Force plus 9.5 at South Dakota. We like Northern Arizona plus 16 at Washington. And we like San Jose State plus 6 at Cal State Fullerton. We are a streaky player. Yesterday was a good day. Today could be a terrible day. We're going to find out, though. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.